everyone.
大家早。
In the past week, we have walked through quite a few parables.
上几个星期我们已经走过了几个比喻。
This Sunday, we'll be looking at yet another parable.
今天早上我们又会有另外一个比喻。
That's the parable of the two sons.
那就是两个儿子的比喻。
Though today, our main focus is on Matthew 21, verse 28 to 32.
我们虽然今天早上是看马太福音第二十一章二十八到三十二节
But in order to have a better picture of why Jesus shared this parable,
如果要更好的了解为什么耶稣会讲这个比喻
We'll read from verse 23 to 32.
我们会从二十三到三十二节一起来读
Okay, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation.
我会看读 New Living Translation.
Yeah, which you will see there, and later you can read the Chinese version.
接下来你们可以看自己的中文经文。
Okay, it's at Matthew chapter 21, verse 23 to 32.
马太福音第二十一章第二十三到三十二节。
Verse 23, when Jesus returned to the temple and began teaching, the leading priests and elders came to him. They demanded, "By what authority are you doing all these things? Who gave you the right?"I'll tell you by what authority I do these things. If you answer one question, Jesus replied, Did John's authority to baptize come from heaven, or was it merely human? They talked it over among themselves. If we say it was from heaven, he will ask us why we didn't believe John. But if we say it was merely human, we'll be mocked because the people believed John was a prophet. So they finally replied, We don't know. And Jesus responded,Then I won't tell you by what authority I do these things. Verse 28, But what do you think about this? A man with two sons told the older boy, Son, go out and work in the vineyard today. The son answered, No, I won't go. But later he changed his mind and went anyway. Then the father told the other son, You go. And he said, Yes, I will. But he didn't go. Which of the two obeyed his father?They replied, the first. Then Jesus explained his meaning. I tell you the truth. Corrupt tax collectors and prostitutes will get into the kingdom of God before you do. For John the Baptist came and showed you the right way to live, but you didn't believe him. Well, tax collector and prostitute did. And even when you saw this happening, you refused to believe him and repent of your sin. Don't you think...The behaviors of the two brothers sounds very familiar.
你们会觉得这两个兄弟的行为很熟悉吗？
To the youth, I believe your parents sometimes do nag at you to pack up your room, to pack up your study table. Do they?
在座年轻人一定，你的父母常常叫你，哎，要收拾你的房间，收拾你的读书的地方。
Or maybe now the domestic helper help you.
还是现在是佣人来做。
But what do you usually do when your parents ask you to pack up your rooms?
是你的父母叫你收拾房间的时候，你会怎么做呢？
You say, yeah, yeah, I know, I'll do it.
啊，是啊，是啊，我会做，我会做。
Or do you just go in from here and it came out from the other side?
是不是一边进一边出呢？
Yeah, 2 weeks later, your mommy will be telling you, Hey, I told you 2 weeks ago, how come you have not packed it up?
两个星期后问你说，哎，你是为什么还没有做啊？我叫你做。
Or maybe sometimes, when our parents tell us to do something,
有时候呢你我父母叫你做些东西
Well, we may say no, I don't want to do it
可是你说啊不要我不要做
Because we want to show that we are in control, we have grown up
我们要讲说啊我们是大人了我们有主权啊
But deep in our heart, we know that, well, it's good for us
可是心里却我们却知道是很重要的
So we will actually do it secretly to save face
可是为了挽回面子我们就暗暗的来做
Come, let's go back in time
让我们回到过去
What made Jesus share this parable and what was he saying?
耶稣为什么会讲这个比喻呢？他讲的又是什么？
As Jesus was teaching in the temple court,
当耶稣在圣殿里面教导的时候，
the Jewish leader came to him and asked him,
犹太领袖就来到他面前问他，
By what authority are you doing these things?
你照着什么权柄来做这些事？
Who gave you the authority?
给你权柄的是谁呢？
Well, in modern language, hey,Sorry.
以今天的话来讲就是
Hey, who are you to be teaching in this church?
啊，你凭什么在教会里面教导？
What do you think they are trying to do?
所以你觉得他们在做什么呢？
They were trying to trap Jesus and gather evidence to put him on trial. Jesus knew what they were up to. And he challenged them with a difficult question which they cannot answer. Then he went on to tell the story of the two sons. What was Jesus actually saying? He was actually telling them that as religious leader, they have failed to recognize the prophetic ministry of John the Baptist and his teaching. In the parable, one son originally refused to go to work in the vineyard.
在比喻里面, 一个儿子呢, 他起初说他们不要, 他不要去, 葡萄园里面工作,
but he went in the end.
可是他最后还是做了。
The other son agreed, but he didn't go.
另外一个儿子说要去, 可是最后却没有做。
The son who refused initially,
那个, 开始不愿意的儿子,
are like those in Israel who were disobedient to the law.
就好像在以色列里面那些不服从律法的人,
such as the tax collector and the prostitutes.
就好像那些税吏和娼妓,
but when John Baptist arrived,
可是当施洗约翰来到他们当中的时候,
giving them the message of righteousness and truth,
给他们真理还有, 义的道,
they obeyed God and were repented.
他们就服从了神的呼召而忏悔,
In contrast, the religious leader, like the son who agreed but did nothing.
相反的呢, 那些宗教领袖呢, 就好像那个儿子答应却又不做的那个儿子。
They were extremely obedient to the physical law.
他们对于遵守那个律法, 他们是非常严谨的。
But when God sent his messenger, John the Baptist,
可是当神差派他的使者, 施洗约翰,
they did not obey God's message.
他们却没有服从神的,
The Jewish leaders are hypocritical.
所以这些领袖他们是虚假的。
They teach the law.
他们教导。
They talk about obeying the law.
他们讲要服从律法。
But they did not lift up to their talk.
可是他们没有却没有行出来。
That's why Jesus was reprimanding them.
所以耶稣是指责他们。
Their hearts are not right with God.
他们的心没有向着神。
What do you think manifested in the hearts of this Jewish leader?
你觉得当这是他们在心里面他们彰显的是什么?
Pride?
是, 至高吗?
Personal desires?
是自私吗?
An unwillingness to obey the God's calling?
是不服从神的呼召?
They might be thinking,
他们在想,
who is this guy?
这家伙是谁?
Coming from Galilee?
从加利利来,
teaching, taking over our role to teach in the Holy Temple?
拿了我们的职分在圣殿里面教导。
We are supposed to be the anointed and appointed one.
我们是被立被高的那一位。
What is he trying to do? Telling us that we are wrong?
这些, 他在这边做什么, 说我们错在哪里?
And worse,
更糟的,
he has taken over the limelight by performing all the miracles.
而且他已经拿走所有的目光, 因为他, 行这些神迹,
and attracted crowds to his teaching.
而带领会众来到听他的自己的讲道。
Do you see what is happening?
所以你看到发生了什么事?
Pride deep in the core of their hearts,
他们心里面的那个至高,
has blinded the Jewish leader.
他们已经被蒙蔽了。
Instead of guiding the people on the right path,
与其带人进入正道,
they themselves have gone astray.
他们自己却走歪了。
I believe many of you are very familiar with the Passion of Christ.
我相信大家有看过这个电影 Passion of Christ.
The last days of Jesus leading to his crucifixion.
那就是耶稣最后几天, 到十字架面,
I believe many of you have watched the show Jesus many times.
这个耶稣这个, 电影呢, 我们看了很多次。
Can you remember a scene whereby Jesus was put on trial in the Pontius Pilate court?
你们, yeah. 你们记得耶稣在比拉多面前的那一幕吗?
And what were the Jewish leaders and the people doing?
那些犹太领袖在做什么?
They were standing outside the door, crowding and shouting, accusing Jesus of something he didn't do.
他们在门外面在那边高喊, 在那边指证耶稣。
Do you think they were so polite to stand outside because it's you know, the governor's house?
哇, 他们是不是因为尊敬他是比拉多, 所以没有进去房间呢?
They were actually afraid to be ceremonially unclean because it was the Passover that day.
他们是怕其实自己变成不洁净，因为他们过后呢还要吃那个逾越节的宴席。
To them, stepping into a Gentile's home is ceremonially unclean.
要进入一个外邦人的家呢，就会变成不洁净。
Do you see the contrast?
所以你看到这很大的对比吗？
In counseling, we call it incongruence.
在辅导里面呢，我们称之为不和谐。
On one hand, they are trying to frame Jesus and put him on trial.
一方面呢，他们在要指证耶稣，要指证他。
On the other hand, they were afraid to enter the courtyard because that would make them unclean.
另一方面呢，他们却不敢进去这个外邦人的家，因为会变成不圣洁。
Do you think their hearts are right with God?
你觉得他的心真的是向着神吗？
Let's take a look at Jesus.
我们来看看耶稣。
In Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 to 11.
在马太福音第四章。
All of you should be quite familiar with this story where Jesus fasted 40 days in the wilderness, in the desert.
相信大家对于这个耶稣40天的禁食后受魔鬼的试探的这个故事。
Well, if you are not, you can take a look at the Bible verses again to refresh yourself.
你可以自己翻圣经自己看。
Okay, just imagine we have been walking in the wilderness for 4 hours.
想想我们在这个旷野里面如果走了四小时。
You'll be tired and famished and thirsty, right?
我们一定是又干渴又饥饿。
And you'll be weak.
我们也软弱。
Just imagine Jesus. What happened to him in this place? Can you show the picture, please?
想想耶稣如果在这个旷野，他是怎么样的情景
？Yeah, in Chinese we call 鸟不生蛋的地方啊。Yeah. So Jesus was hungry.
所以耶稣是饥饿的。
And possibly tired and weak.
是疲惫软弱的。
And this is the most vulnerable time for a man.
这个是最容易受侵犯的时刻。
And the evil one came.
所以这个恶者就来。
How did he tempt Jesus?
他是怎样的来试探耶稣呢？
He said, "Tell this stone to be bread."
他说把这个石头变成食物。
And he brought him to the top of the temple, right?
然后他又把他带到圣殿的顶。
And he says, "Jump down."
他说跳下。
Because God will send His angel to lift you up.
因为他说主啊会吩咐他的使者用手托住你。
And he brought Jesus to the top of the mountain.
然后又带他到山，最高的山。
And he says, "Look at the kingdom and their glory."
你看世上所有万国的荣华都是。
If you worship me, I will give you all this.
你若俯拜我，我就把这一切赐给你。
So what was Jesus' reply?
耶稣的回答是什么呢？
Now is the testing time.
那就是试探的时候。
No, how much you know about the Bible? My testing to them.
考你，现在你懂不懂圣经？
What was Jesus' first reply?
耶稣第一个回答是什么？
Man shall not live by bread alone.
人活着不是单靠食物。
But by from the word of God.
乃是靠神口中。
And how about jumping down? What did he say?
跳下来的时候，耶稣怎么回答？
You must not test the Lord your God.
不可试探主你的神。
And the third one about the possession of the world. What did he say?
第三个又是怎么回答呢？
He says, "Away from me, Satan."
他说，恶者离开我。
Worship the Lord your God.
当拜主你的神。
And serve him only.
单要侍奉他。
Well, assume this is a stone.
所以比这个就是一个石头。
Can Jesus tell the stone?
耶稣可以把这个石头做告诉这个石头。
Stone, you are now bread.
石头，你现在就是食物。
And then the stone will say, "Okay, I'm bread."
所以石头就变成食物了。
Can he do that?
可以吗？
Definitely he can.
一定可以。
And Jesus doesn't need to do that.
耶稣不必要这么做。
Jesus need to just look at it, and you will become a bread.
耶稣只要一看，就变成食物了。
Can he jump down and not get hurt?
耶稣可以跳下来不受伤吗？
The answer is definitely yes.
答案也是肯定的。
But Jesus' heart is not concerned about proving himself.
可是耶稣并不是要来那边证明自己。
Because this is not the Father's will.
这不是天父的旨意。
And do you remember the scene when Jesus was praying in the garden before he was arrested by the soldier?
还记得耶稣在克西马尼园祷告的时候吗？
He was asking God for the possibility to remove the cup.
他要求神把这个苦杯拿走。
The cup means suffering, torture, and crucifixion.
这个杯代表了所有的苦难。
But how was his prayer like?
可是他的祷告是什么？
Said, yet not as I will, but as you will.
可是不是照着我的旨意，而是照着你的旨意。
And may your will be done.
愿你的旨意成全。
From his prayer, we can see where he was, his heart was pointing to.
所以从他的祷告，我们知道他的心是向着谁的。
Recently, a pastor shared with me an interesting perspective about this episode of Jesus' temptation.
最近有个牧者把这个耶稣受试探的这个情况告诉我，让我了解。
Let me share with you.
我用这个来解释分享。
Well, many of you would not have taken your breakfast this morning before coming here, right?
今天早上可能很多还没有吃早餐。
Who have not taken a breakfast?
有谁还没有吃早餐的？
Wow, just a few. Wow, that's very good.Well, if I tell you, I can change this piece of paper to a roti prata, and I can fill this cup with your favorite cappuccino.
如果我告诉你，我可以把这张纸变成 roti prata, 然后这个杯子有你的 cappuccino.
If I really do it,
如果真的做到，
no, I'm not going to perform magic here.
我不是要在这里表演魔术。
You will say, "Wow, this is great."
你会说，哇，真的很厉害。
Wow, this guy is as good as Liu Tian.
啊，这个好像刘谦一样。
And you will say, what a great performance.
你会说，哇，很好的表演。
And this is the first P.
这就是第一个 P.
Performance.
表演。
Jesus will be able to do a better showcase than Liu Qian.
耶稣可以做一个比刘谦更好的表演。
Anybody know who is Liu Qian? Okay, if I were to stand here, and I were to jump down from this stage,
如果站在这个台上然后跳下来，
yet I do not land on the carpet,
可是我没有在地板
but I float
地毯上
1 foot above the ground,
我可以在上面漂浮。
What do you people say?
你们会说什么呢？
You say, wow, this guy, Liu Qian, better than Liu Qian, man.
这个说，哇，你比刘谦还厉害。
Wow, I would be very popular, you know.
我会很受欢迎。
Yeah, the TV station may come the next day.
对，我也会上电视。
But would Jesus do that?
耶稣会这么做吗？
He is going to jump from a temple top.
他会从圣殿圣顶殿顶跳下来。
And definitely he can be like, you know, the show Matrix.
可以好像那个 Matrix 这个电影。
You remember the show Matrix? He can fall all the way and jump, stop.
他可以从
上面跳下来。Maybe a little above the ground.
停住。
With so many people watching him, he would be really popular.
如果这么多人在看着他的话，哇，他一定很受欢迎。
And maybe the Jewish leader, not Jewish leader, sorry, the Israel people will say, oh, this is really a Messiah.
他们一定会说，哇，这个一定是弥赛亚。
And the third P, I guess we need no illustration.
第三个 P 就不用解释了。
It's the possession of the world.
就是世界的所有的财产。
Aren't these three P's what people desire and sought after?
难道这三个 P 不是所有人都渴慕的吗？
Deep in our heart, we are concerned about performance.
在我们心里，我们所在乎的就是表演。
We want to be popular.
就是要受欢迎。
And we sought after the possession of the world.
我们渴慕所有世上的财物。
There's also the three G's. They're often cited as a motivating factor.For the Spanish conquest to the New World.
人家常说那些西班牙要得到这个新的世界呢，就是因为有这三个 G.
What do you think are the three G's?
这三个 G 是什么呢？
The first is gold.
第一是黄金。
Gold represents the wealth of the world.
黄金代表了财富。
And this coincides with the possession that we touched on earlier.
就是跟刚才所说的财物是一样的。
The second motivation is glory.
第二就是荣耀。
This again is in line with the performance and popularity we talk about.
就是刚才所讲的表演跟受欢迎。
Surprisingly, the third G is God.
很特别的，第三个 G 呢是神。
This is what motivates men sometimes.
这个是就是有时候会让我们有动力的。
So which G is the motivation of your life?
所以这哪个三个 G 才是真正你生命的原动力呢？
Go.
是黄金
，glory
是荣耀
，or God
还是神
？Let me illustrate a little with this cup.
让我以这个杯子来做个比喻。
We fill it each day with the desire of our hearts.
我们每天呢就把我们心中的欲望呢放在这个杯子里面。
Whatever we fill in,
我们放的是什么？
We need time on it.
我们就要在里面花时间。
For young people, do you spend a lot of time on Facebook, gaming, internet, Twitter?
年轻人，你是不是花很多时间在 Facebook, YouTube, Twitter?
So you filled it each day with what you wished.
所以你每天就装满你心中的欲望。
And now we have the i machine, right? We have iPod, iMac, iBook, i something, iPhone. I think iPod 2 is coming up, right?
我每天有 iPod, iPad, iPhone 这些东西。
Yeah. Do you realize that all these machines are very self-centered?
你们发现这些都是好像很自我中心的。
It's all about I.
因为全部都是讲 I.
And when you are on those iPhone, iPad, iPod, you don't talk to the people around you.
当我们在这些 iPod, iPad 的时候，我们就没有跟人家交谈。
And I was told that there were a group of young people.
有人告诉我有一群年轻人。
They sit across each other.
他们坐在彼此对面。
Chatting on Facebook.
可是他们却用 Facebook 彼此交谈。
But they never talk. Oh yeah, okay. And I see that many of you here right now, especially young people.
我看到在座的很多年轻人。
You have your eye machines with you.
你们带着这些 eye machine.
I hope you are not emailing, SMSing, or in Facebook right now.
我希望你现在不是在教上网。
And you are actually reading from the scripture.
而是你是在看圣经。
Sometimes I peek at people what they do with their eye machines. You know, I'm very kaypo.
有时候我就看人家到底在上面在做什
么。Yeah, on MRT or on buses.
在巴士在地铁的时候。
Yeah, I'll just look and see what they're doing.
看他们在做些什么。
What do you think they are doing most of the time?
你觉得他们多数时间在做什么呢？
Playing games.
玩游戏。
Facebook.
上 Facebook.
And what else? You guys can tell me better. So, do we fill our hearts with our favorite sports?
我们是否把我们的这个体育活动嗜好放在里面？
I know of people who can wake up in the middle of the night to watch football.
我知道有很多人他们晚上会起来看足球。
But they complain that coming to church at 10 a.m. in the morning is too early.
他是说，哎呀，可是十点要来教会却太早了。
And do you realize that when it's exam period?
你有没有发现在考试期间
，church attendance drop by 20-30%.
我们教会的出席人数呢，就会掉20-30%.
I cannot understand why our parents condone our children to do that.
我不明白为什么作为基督徒的父母会让孩子这么做。
Would the extra 2 hours give you a jump from B to A?
是不是多读两个小时就可以从 B 到 A 呢？
You tell me.
你告诉我。
Does it help?
真的会吗？
I don't know, young people, tell me, does it help you?
年轻人告诉我，真的会这么好吗？
And parents.
父母。
Please do not pack your weekends with extra classes for your children.
你不要把你的周末呢，就让你的孩子上各种各样的课程。
I know you pack them with arts, music, sports, swimming, Kumon, MyChem, I don't know what else.
就上了各种各样的课程。
Because you have to be the driver to drive them around.
因为你也要做司机的嘛，不是吗？
So when it's so packed.
所以如果挤得满满的。
You and your children have no more time for God.
你和你的孩子就没有时间给神了。
You will miss the fellowship with your children.
你也没有时间跟你的孩子一起沟通。
And do we fill our hearts with the desire of career and success?
我们是否也把我们的心装满对我们的事业和我们成功的欲望？
We work so hard, stretching our hours.
我们花很多的时间
We upgrade from 4-room to 5-room to executive apartment.
让我们的房子从4房到5房到 executive.
Or maybe it's condominium and landed property the trend now.
或者还是要成为公寓还是洋房。
Or you are working hard for your dream car of the Ferrari and Lamborghini.
或者你这么工作是为了你的这个汽车。
One young man told me many years ago.
很多年前有一个年轻人这么告诉我。
Let him finish his university studies and he'll be back in church to serve.
只要他读完大学, 他就可以回来教会来服侍。
After his degree,
他拿完了文凭,
he started working very hard.
就开始工作,
he got a good job.
他找了一个很好的工作,
he worked long hours.
他做了很长的时间,
and he spent his weekends entertaining clients.
他就算是在周末也要应酬。
And he says, let me build my career and I'll be back.
他说, 让我建立我的事业, 我就可以回来教会。
Sad to say, till this day,
很可惜的, 就算到今天,
I still have not seen him here.
我还是没有看到他在教会里面。
And I do not know what is happening to his career.
我也不知道他的事业到底怎么样了。
Let me share with you the wisdom in Chinese character.
让我分享这个字, 忙。
Okay, you see, Chinese character has got a lot of wisdom in it.
我们看到华文字很有意思。
Yeah, we always hear people say, I'm busy, busy, busy like a bee.
我告诉我说，我忙很忙。
Yeah, I have not heard one person in Singapore that say that he is not busy.
我还没有听过新加坡有一个人告诉我他是不忙的。
And you see the word busy in Chinese, 忙。
我们看到忙这个字。
It's made up of the word, the Chinese character, 心 and 王。
其实是两个字,心和王。
So sometimes when we are so busy that our heart is dead.
有时候我们忙到一个地步, 我们的心已经死了。
Our heart so dead that we can no longer respond to the prompting of the Holy Spirit.
我们的心是不是已经死了, 让我们不能回应圣灵对我们的呼应。
Is your heart dead?
我们的心死了吗?
Only the Holy Spirit can revive your heart.
只有圣灵才能唤醒我们的心灵。
Will you invite him to fill your heart today?
你是否会邀请他来到你心当中呢?
We have to watch our heart.
我们要注意我们的心。
What motivates us to serve?
我们是以什么样的心态来服侍?
Do we give our prime time to God?
我们是否有把我们最好的时间献给神呢?
Or we use up whatever we have and we say, God, this is the remainder. Now, this is what I have for you.
所以还是我们做我们要做的事情，然后我们把剩下的，我们剩下的神，这个我给你。
Or we tell God that, oh, we can only serve you on this day, this time, and this way.
还是我们告诉神说，哎，我只有这个段时间，这个段，我才可以来服侍你。
My way and my way
only. 一切都是照着我的方式。
So God, you cannot touch them, you know.
所以神啊，你不能碰过其他的时间。
And we always ask God to bless our home.
我们常常叫神来祝福我们的家。
Bless our children.
祝福我们的孩子。
Bless our career.
祝福我们的事业。
Bless our studies.
祝福我们的学业。
We pray that God will lead and guide us in our life.
我们祈求神这样子来引导我们。
But as you can see,
可是让我们现在看一看,
we have packed our hearts so full.
我们的心已经填满了。
There's no more space for God.
已经没有位置给神了。
How do we expect the Holy Spirit to fill our heart when it's so full?
我们怎么能还期盼圣灵来引导我们的心呢?
How much water can go inside this cup?
我们还可以放多少的水进去?
Not much, you know.
一点点。
So little.
就这么一点点。
How can God be our guide?
圣灵, 怎么成为我们的引导呢?
When we are really the leader of our life.
当我们已经是在做我们自己的领导。
Are we like the two sons, the second sons?
或者我们是就像刚才的第二个儿子一样,
who knows the teaching and say yes?
我们知道教导是什么, 我们说是,
but yet refuse to obey?
可是我们却不愿意顺服。
Are we pursuing the three P's of gold and glory?
我们一直在追求黄金跟这个荣耀的三个P。
Although we long for the Holy Spirit to fill our heart.
还是我们祈求的其实是圣灵来充满我们的心。
When I first received these verses to share for today,
当我接到这些经文要来分享的时候,
I asked God,
我就问神,
what is it that you want me to share with your people?
你要我对你的百姓说些什么呢?
The Holy Spirit pointed me to the hearts.
圣灵告诉我, 要指向你们的心。
For the Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们,
for where your treasure is,
你的财富在哪里?
There your heart will be also.
你的心也在哪里?
God wants to be the treasure of our hearts.
所以神要做我们心里面的财富。
He wants our hearts to be right with Him.
Our
God is a gentle God. He's full of love and compassion. Today's sharing is not to instill guilt, but as a gentle reminder for our hearts. I know the Holy Spirit is speaking to some of you right now. Respond to Him. Pastor Wilson and Reverend Xiao Hui spoke about renovation of our hearts some weeks back. Have we started the renovation? Or were we too busy preparing for Chinese New Year?
还是我们在准备这个, 新年的时候,
renovating our house and decorating our house,
整理我们的家,
that we did not have time to renovate our hearts.
却没有时间整理我们的心,
or maybe we did,
还是我们已经做了,
but it was done according to our taste and what we want our heart to be.
可是我们做的却是我们要我们自己要的,
and not God, what God wants us to have, 而, to do.
而不是照着神的旨意来装修我们的心。
I know one thing.
我知道有一件事,
God wants us to empty our hearts right now.
神要我们把我们心里所有的这个欲望呢都倒出来。
Empty all your personal desires.
把我们所有的这些欲望。
Your wants.
我们所要求的。
Remove the 3P of gold and glory.
把这个金黄和这些三个P.
And allow the Holy Spirit to fill your heart.
而让这个圣灵来充满我们的心。
Are you willing?
你是否愿意?
Are you willing to let go?
你是否愿意放弃?
God already promised us that.
神已经答应我们了。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
先求他的国和他的义。
And all this will be given to you as well.
而这些都会加添给你。
May our hearts respond to His teaching.
May
we empty the desire of hearts.
And
welcome the Holy Spirit. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you into our hearts. Lord, you have spoken to many of us here today. Lord, we just ask that your Holy Spirit continue to work in their heart. You teach them, you guide them. You teach them to let go and to have you as the leader for their life. Father, we thank you that you are a gentle God, full of love and compassion. You're not here to reprimand us. You just want to give us a reminder that our hearts need to be connected to you. God, you bless your children here. You bless your people here. You really give them a revival of their hearts, Lord. The Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray, Amen.